Okay. So when I was a child, once I was alone in the at evening at home, and my mother and my aunt, they went to the store, and my grandmother was working, and she was supposed to come back just a few minutes later, so I wouldn't be alone for long. But as I was there, I was alone in the house just for a little while. But I was upstairs, and then I hear some commotion going on in the kitchen. And I decided to run down. I thought someone was back. And I come down into the kitchen, and all the cupboards are open, and all the drawers are open. And I just got scared, so I ran to my room and under the covers and just waited there. And then my grandmother came home, and she called me, but I didn't come downstairs because I was under the covers. And she came up, and I told her what had happened. And she said to me in Icelandic, "Always say this when you are afraid and you feel these presence and you don't know how to explain it." So, koma þeir sem koma vilja, fara þeir sem fara vilja, mér og mínum að meinlausu. And it basically means, those who want to come, they can come. Those who want to leave, they can leave without harming me and mine. So the people around you. It's just, she said, recite that when you're afraid and you will feel the presence will leave. And it will become good.
So we are gathered again on the sixth day of the tour in a beautiful rock formations created by Gaia here, almost sacredly created by Gaia to come into the space. Take a deep breath again to connect yourself with what the land has to offer for you here in this moment. Breathe slowly, deeply, consciously, lovingly into your heart, into your sacred space, into your divine space, into your beingness, into your sacredness, into your soul, into your magnificence, into your infinity, where you have no beginning and no end. You are an ocean of love and consciousness, beyond space, beyond time. Breathe deeply. Feel the stillness of this place. It is called, by translation to English, the dark forest. But what is the darkness if simply the vast void? The vast void of where everything exists, of all that is. Breathe. Sense the stillness deeper. Open yourself into Gaia, into Mother Earth, where we come from physically, where every part of our body, every cell of our body comes from, that is merged with our divinity and soul when we walk on this planet. And as you find yourself deeper into that stillness, maybe there is a question that you want to ask of your soul. It is a question just for you right now, without looking for an answer or a time of or how it will be answered, just asking the question and allowing for the answer to come forth whenever it is. And now we are in perfect stillness, inviting once again from beyond the veil, from the stillness of the infinity and the love of Krayan that has for you.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Krayan of Magnetic Service. This is the sixth channel from the glorious island nation of Iceland. Each day, those in the group are getting even more of what they came for, which is a lesson in awareness. Awareness of Gaia, of the energy that pours from this land, of the things they didn't expect. Perhaps when the rocks talk to them. No, I just said an A word, but it's not the A word of today. Now, as we have proceeded through this tour, I have been giving you insights and teachings, not long ones, for every letter in this nation's title, Iceland. We have now got to the place where we are at the letter A. Interesting it is that when we started this trip, my partner spoke of how cold he was, how short the channeling would therefore be. Since we started, he's not near as cold. Something is happening, or he's a very good actor. There is a bit of climatizing, but there's more. As the land starts to have the energy of what this is about, there is less fear, and I'll use the word fear, of being cold. For he comes from a warm climate, always has. He has never been in constant sub-zero temperature. And now that he has experienced it over and over, you might say he is lifted up in his perception of what this is and what it is not. And so there is a fear level that has been reduced. Or you might say, his perception has ascended above where it was. The A letter is ascension. Now, the teaching of the day is not all that spiritual. You see, ascension is almost always a word that's used in spirituality. Now, that's not exactly true. For there are many languages that have that word ascend within it that simply means going up. You'll have that which is a lift or an elevator, and in some languages you look for that word ascension or ascending within the word that means a lift of going up. Ascension, therefore, in most languages that use the word means to go from lower to higher. Let's look at this, perhaps in different ways than we ever have looked at it before. Did you know that in some languages, the boots that you would use as a mountain climber have the name in them, the boots of ascension? Those would be mountain climbing boots. I want to talk about that for a moment. A mountain climber ascends. And the word is used constantly for those who would ascend to a higher place to be on the peak. And when they are there in the mountain and they look on the view, they have ascended to that point that is their goal. And they look out and they see things they never could have seen if they had not ascended to that place. Years and years ago, in a different hemisphere, I made a statement. Ask a mountain climber. You're going to find that all of them believe in God. It's their own perception of God, and perhaps their God is the God of that which is the beauty of earth. But they're not atheists. Because a mountain climber who ascends and looks over this great, great planet in the way they do knows there is another force. Absolutely understands. You can't help it because they have ascended beyond that which they were below to a place where they can look above where they were. It's interesting. In artwork, many times the shapes and the sculptures and all that which comes together in a confluence that an artist understands will create ascended thought. If this is what they want, that artwork will take the viewer to an ascended state. Sometimes that ascension will be in perception or feeling. Perhaps you've been in an art gallery where there are those sitting on a bench watching a painting. Now, that's an interesting term, isn't it? You normally look at a painting, but an artist sometimes creates so much there that you watch it. And if you'd ask those who are sitting on the bench, well, what are you watching? They'll say, this painting is taking me to a new level. And they wouldn't be there watching and enjoying it if the level was taking them down. It takes them into an ascended place of thought where some are feeling exactly what the artist or the sculptor had in mind. Dear ones, have you perhaps a favorite composition in music? That in is ascended composition. There is a way. Through the sonority of melodies, chord structures, where you can lift a person up. Some of the classics do it. Some of the current things do it. Everyone is different. But many times, their kind of music is one that takes them up to a level they were never before there. And they will listen to it again and again. They'll listen to it when they're anxious or they're afraid or just because they want to be soothed and have the solace of taking them to a level of ascension. You see, there are so many uses of the word, but almost all of them, dear ones, speak of a place you were not before that you go to. What about some uses perhaps you hadn't thought of? What about an ascension of compassion? An ascension of maturity. Think for a moment of a planet that's in ascension compassion. What would that look like? Well, let me give you an example for today. Here comes a bunch of ascended human beings running to the supermarket where the groceries are. And instead of going in for their share of 8 months of toilet paper, they instead go with signs. They don't touch each other. They go with signs that say, we'll get through this. We love each other. This is a learning for us. Stay together. Be one. And then they leave. What about that? What would you call that? And I would say this is an ascended, compassionate maturity. They figured out that there is no fear and nor panic, and that those who would share with others in the groceries, in the food, the toilet paper, will have that which the others don't. And that is common sense. This is then an ascended way of thinking. What about ascended political attitudes? What about an ascended idea of how candidates might even debate? What about two candidates who face off with each other and only have a certain amount of time to speak? What would you think when one candidate used that time to praise the other and would say, this is a patriot, this man or woman would make a good leader, this man or woman is something you should cherish because it's important for our country to have people like this. I have some ideas I think are better, but this other person is also unique, precious, and good. Do you think you'll ever see that? You will. You will. And the reason is because the public is becoming more aware and savvy to those who would have dark energies and pull things down and take them to dark places. It used to work. Today, not as much. This will be obvious and evident. This is an ascended idea of where human beings belong, one with another. Many things are starting to ascend, dear ones. The final one. What about ascended love? Is it possible to love someone, something, more today than you did before? Is there a limit to how much love you can have in your heart? And the answer is no. It's open-ended. Totally open-ended. Now you have an idea of how much the Creator loves you. It's open-ended. You're in a place where Gaia can surround you figuratively with the beautiful hands of Spirit, of the Earth, of the planet, and it won't matter how cold it is, because you're going to feel safe there in that love. This Earth knows your name. Before you leave this island, this nation, that is what you're going to learn. You leave here and people will say, what was it like? And you have a tendency to say, well, beautiful, spectacular. But that's not all you're going to say. You're going to say, there's a personality. I learned something there. There is love there. And it shows. That's the A in Iceland. And so it is.